Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Julio Teheran was really good yesterday.
He was.
And you've continued to help him by reverse jinxing him every time he went out there. Would you feel comfortable that a reverse jinx of yours would be strong enough to put him in a playoff rotation? And the question really is, as we stand right now, as good as the Braves starting pitching
and
has
they've
been.
They have been good.
They've all been good.
Yes.
Over the last month or so.
All right.
What's your order if the playoffs were to begin tomorrow? It's kind of tough, isn't it?
You got to go Mike Soroka.
Got to go Soroka. Although, are you convinced that Snitker would go with Soroka?
No, I'm not.
Because I think he might go with Dallas Keuchel. As much as I would want him to go with Soroka, I think he might go with the guy with the track record in the playoffs and all the experience and all that stuff.
You got to go with Mike.
I agree with you.
You got to go with Mike. I would say Mike. I'd say Folty. I'd say Freed. Keuchel.
Keuchel's your fourth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Julio's fifth.
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy is because Julio's been so consistently good all season long. And I think, maybe there's some people out there that would disagree with that, but I think people would agree that Julio Teheran is still that fifth guy.
Yeah, Brian just said the jinx won't work in the playoff. I think it will. I just look at the Braves are going to do it. They're going to do it different than we look at how the Dodgers are going to do it. How the Nationals are going to do? He's going to pitch the top three guys. Mm-hmm. I think the Braves are going to, if they don't start them, they'll pitch them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if they don't start a Julio Teheran, I think they'll pitch him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to try that little three man rotation, if they don't start Keuchel, they're going to pitch him. You know, I think that's how they're going to get through it. Unlike other teams who are planning on their starters going 7-8 and then getting to the bullpen closer, I think the Braves will do starter, maybe another starter. Bullpen closer.
Yeah, that's the scary part when you look at the playoff picture because the Nationals have that top three.
Yes.
The Dodgers obviously have that top three.
Yes.
Even the Cardinals, who are kind of coming on in the
central,
wild card.
That central race is going to be very interesting.
Solid starting pitching in St. Louis. So there are teams, as much as I would say, and I think you would probably agree, the Braves are a better baseball team than the Nationals are. They're a better baseball team than the Brewers are. They're a better baseball team than the Cardinals are. In the playoffs, things shake out a little bit differently because it's basically just as good as your starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, other guys have to contribute as well. But you've seen teams that are average lineups with great starting pitching go on great runs and go all the way to the World Series. I would start with Soroka, too. I would start with him as well. I just think you have to. I think it sends a bad message to him and Fried and the entire roster if you don't believe in him to make that game one start in the playoffs, because you're basically telling him, you've been really good all season, but
this guy right here,
you're still too young for me to trust
you. And it's true. I mean, Dallas has seen more. He has done more.
Sure.
But he's not better than Mike Soroka is
right now.
Mike Soroka is your best pitcher right now. And I think Folty, I'm going to take that leap of faith with him, Andy.
You're there.
I'm there with Folty now. Got to see it one more time. But I'm there.
Okay.
I'm believing in him. I'm believing in the wristband. I'm believing in it. And I'm believing that Folty will get his stuff together.
I'm glad you said that because I am too.
Yeah.
I believe in it too. And maybe it's early.
And I know
maybe
how
I'm getting over my skis. Maybe I'm getting freaky with it. I don't know.
And I know how I am with him is because I think me and Mike Bell are on the same page. I don't see the big hoopla about Folty. Mm-hmm. I don't. But for some reason, he seems like he's just the second guy. You know, I'm worried about Max. I'm not worried about Max Fried, but I would prefer Folty in that hole before him.
See, I would go Soroka. I would go Keuchel second because I do value the experience.
Okay.
I value the veteran leadership, all of that stuff. And just to reward him for kind of fortifying the pitching staff since he got here and really doing what he was brought in to do for the most part, especially lately. But I would go Folty third. I would. And look, Max Fried has been really good all season long. I just think Folty's stuff is more dynamic, and I think he can get hotter and dominate a lineup more than Max Fried can.
How is this any different then? Because you just said it would be a slap in the face to Max Fried. You mean you? I mean,
I know.
I'm sorry, you said about Mike Soroka. So you put Fried all the way at four?
Because Soroka's been so much better than everybody. Fried's been really good, but he's been up and down. I don't know. maybe Folti gets the benefit of the doubt of was supposed to be the number one at the beginning of the season. That's just how I feel today. I mean, this could change next time Folti goes out there. I hope not. I hope that the power of the wristband is all that Folti needed, right, and he can be one of those great pitchers. But you're with me, though. I mean, you put Keuchel fourth.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!